Hi, and welcome to a special edition of the Countdown to Tech Ed Europe. Today we're going to do a little interactive how-to on the schedule builder, on how to dive in and filter and search for sessions and then build your schedule beforehand. We're actually going to dive in right now. This is the Tech Ed Europe website. If you are unfamiliar with it, it is at europe.msteched.com. And this is probably your best bet of getting all of the information in one place, whether it be news updates, the attendee directory, sponsors, exhibitors, social things to do. But today, we're all about content. So we have two views, this being the session view, or the session browser, we like to call it. It provides you with a browsing, filtering, searching way of going through and looking at the content. Up here, we have filters and search. The first thing you may want to do is look at separate tracks because they'll appeal to different delegates. For example, if we click on Windows Client here, we can see 37 sessions currently in here. You can actually, you'll see sessions updated over time and added. It's because it's an artifact of us wanting to get you the most information we can as early as possible. But because of that, we're going to have some things that aren't available yet. But we have a lot of it available, and it is all here for you. So, for example, like I said, we clicked on the track, and we'll get these sessions here in Windows Client. You can also select a type. We have pre-conference seminars. We have a whole page about those up here on pre-cons. They will be held June 25th, the day before, and are an excellent opportunity to ramp up on some exciting technologies. Breakout sessions and lunch sessions. Lunch sessions are very similar to breakouts, just a little shorter and during the lunch time. We also have a couple other types coming up. Like I said, there's updates and work things are a work in progress, but look soon for a couple different types, including workshops, which are instructor-led labs, and additional filter types like audience type and product types. Going back to this list here, another way you can come is into this list. You'll see speaker names, and you can click on any of these speakers to see what other ones they'll be doing. So here are a couple other ones that Mark Rusanovich will be doing at Tech Ed Europe, including his Case of the Unexplained, which is a favorite that happens at a lot of our events. It's actually, read the descriptions and entice yourself. It's a fun time. At any time, you can go back up to the top by clicking the View All link. You can page through. As you can see, we do have quite a bit of content here. And you can also search. So we can also search for Mark Rusanovich, and we will get his sessions as well. Now, our second view is our agenda view, and this is simply the same content in chronological order. This is easy if you want to come see some additional things, like our movie screening time, or when lunch is, when registration is available. But also, if you say, you know, I'm not busy after lunch on Wednesday, let me see what's available. And here you'll see that you can look up a time slot and then select or view what's available. Now, you notice these little hearts here, and they actually exist on both pages. Let me go back up to sessions. And if you click one of these hearts and you're not signed in, it'll present you with this message just saying you must sign in to add a session to your favorites. Now, I'd like to stress that you don't have to add things to your favorites or to your agenda. This is not a reservation, and that sessions do fill up on a first-come, first-served basis. But the more people, the more attendees that have used this, and we actually have had a great start out with a lot of feedback from our attendees, the more people that do fill this out, the better gauge we have to find out how large of a room we need for each one of these sessions, which ones are going to have more interest, and then we can better fit the sessions and the speakers to the room so that everyone gets to see the sessions that they want to see. Every session will be recorded, and you'll be able to see it after the fact, but you know there's that one time afterward and Q&A and being there as part of the experience. So to help us help you, sign in. You can click that link, or at the top there is a build to sign in to build your agenda. Now, these hearts will actually let you click on them, and they'll add them to your list of sessions that are in your agenda. This link up here that used to say, sign in to build your agenda, now has become my agenda, and if you click on it, you can see the ones that I favorited, including a pre-conference session, some of the foundationals, which I can only go see one, but, you know, if one is more full or closer by, I may do that. Now, when you go to my agenda, each one of these time slots is expanded, and it'll only show you the sessions that you have favorited. So this is literally your agenda. You can print out this page and bring it with you, or we'll have a mobile application available across several mobile platforms that you'll be able to have. We'll have another interactive show quite like this one to guide you through the steps and kind of behind the scenes of that as well. But that is the gist of this. So if we go back here, let's just add one for fun. Let's go to the agenda, because then I can find something that's in the pre-conference ones. And let's say that was pretty good, Kate Gregory C++. But what about some Visual Studio or SQL Server? Oh, private cloud. I know that's a big topic. So click the heart. It turns orange. And now if we go over to my agenda, right there, it's in there. And you can uncheck and recheck from here as well. But once you have your agenda, we'll have the information. You'll have a little bit more preparation for the upcoming event. And that's it for today. Again, we are going to have a mobile app that synchronizes with this as well. So if you do this now, you'll be saving yourself some time later for that.